Gateway. From the Sky News Centre at 2, four people, including three children, have died in a house fire in northwest London. Emergency services were called to the Stonebridge area in the early hours of the morning. Most of the house has been gutted by the flames, while a 41-year-old man's been arrested. Mohammed Labidi's lived next door to the family for 25 years.
We have a really good community, a really strong community. Everyone, ongoing. We look after each other.
More than two dozen people are feared to have died in Israeli strikes in Gaza since the early hours of the morning. Authorities say the situation there is desperate, despite Israel saying around 300 aid trucks have been allowed in since lifting its blockade on Monday. The Foreign Secretary David Lammy says a Russian drone and missile attack on Ukraine's capital is not the action of a country seeking peace. 15 people were hurt in last night's strikes on Kyiv. Labour is delaying the publication of its child poverty strategy until the autumn. The government says it wants to make sure the measures, which are expected to include scrapping the two-child benefit cap, are fully funded. In sport, Jimmy Tennant's Aberdeen and Brendan Rodgers' Celtic clash at Hampden Park in the Scottish Cup final in an hour.
A final is a final, so it's going to mean a lot for everyone involved, of course, in Aberdeen Football Club, around the club and everybody in the city.
Last game of our season, we wanted to be there and we are, so we know we have to then play well to win the trophy.
Meanwhile, a place in the Premier League is on the line at Wembley, where Sheffield United and Sunderland meet in the Championship playoff final. Former Lens boss Will Still has signed a three-year contract to become the new manager of Southampton, and Northampton kick off in Rugby Union's European Champions Cup against Bordeaux later this hour. And in F1, Lewis Hamilton crashed in the closing stages of the final practice ahead of the Monaco Grand Prix. His Ferrari teammate Charles Leclerc was quickest. Qualifying takes place in Monte Carlo later this afternoon. That's the latest. I'm Stevie Schillinglaw.
Is the sound of your mates alive? Is getting to more gigs this year and the next? Is the sound of saying, I got you, mate. Is the sound of mates enjoying even more of this? Is the sound of mates getting home instead of here? Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
All the hits.
I love listening to music. Listen to it all the time.
It just puts a smile on your face.
Now, on DAB, across Essex. Across Essex.
All right, you got it.
This is Gateway. Gateway Community. Gateway 97.8.
Trauma overseas, yeah, we trying to stop terrorism, but we still got terrorists here living in the USA, the big CIA, the Bloods and the Crips and the KKK. But if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to discriminate, and to discriminate only generates hate, and when you hate, then you're bound to get irate. Yeah, madness is what you demonstrate, and that's exactly how anger works and operates. Man, you gotta have love just to set it straight. Take control of your mind and meditate. Let your soul gravitate to the love, y'all.
People killing, people dying, children hurt and you hear them crying. Can you practice what you preach and what you turn the other cheek? Father, 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 help us. Send some guidance from above. These people got me questioning.
Is the world insane? If love and peace is so strong, why are the pieces of love that don't belong? Nations dropping bombs, chemical gases filling lungs of little ones with ongoing suffering as the youth are young. So ask yourself, is the loving really gone? So I could ask myself, really, what is going wrong in this world that we living in? People keep on giving in, making wrong decisions, only visions of them dividends. Not respecting each other, denying thy brother. A war's going on, but the reason's undercover. The truth is kept secret, it's swept under the rug. If you never know truth, then you never know love. What's the love, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the truth, y'all? Come on.
I don't know.
What's the love, y'all?
People killing, people dying, children hurt.
As I'm getting older, your people get colder. Most of us only care about money making. Selfishness got us following the wrong direction. Wrong information always shown by the media. Negative images is the main criteria. Infecting the young minds faster than bacteria. Kids wanna act like what they see in the cinemas. Yeah. Whatever happened to the values of humanity? Whatever happened to the fairness and equality? Instead of spreading love, we're spreading animosity. Lack of understanding leading us away from unity. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling under. That's the reason why sometimes I'm feeling down. It's no wonder why sometimes I'm feeling under. Gotta keep my faith alive till love is found. Now ask yourself.
Where is the love? Where is the love? Where is the love? One world, one world.
We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
And something's wrong with it. Yeah. Something's wrong with it. Yeah. Something's wrong with the good world, world. Yeah. We only got
one world, one world.
That's all we got.
One world, one world.
So, where is the love? That is the question. And to be honest, I don't know the answer to that.
It's here.
It's right here.
Is
in this.
Right here.
It's right here in this station.
I love you, Alex.
Aw, oh, thanks, Kurt. Love you too.
I genuinely wonder you weren't going to send it then.
I know, right? I was like,
And you're
and
hearing
we
a
have
third voice.
Ash. We have Ash here again. As promised, we do have Ash here again. We can't get rid of him. We've kidnapped him.
And we do love Ash as well. It needs to be said. Contractually obliged.
Contractually obliged. It was basically me just turning around and being like, Ash, you know that you love us. Can you come back again?
So, hello, by the way. Hello. This is Gateway 97.8. This is Pride Matters, sponsored by Basden Pride. With, of course, you heard it already, the three of us, Alex, Kurt, Ash. Hi.
Hi.
So, as per usual, we've got not just some brilliant tunes to play for you, but also a lot of stuff to talk about as well, especially because not just stuff that's happened during the week. I mean, it was a Gender Pride Day on the 19th, so we're definitely going to be talking about that a little bit. And
we're also going to touch a bit more on the mental health side of things.
Yes.
We were cut short by the coffee. I think it's coffee and tea after us.
Lost track. No, it was not.
No, I know there was another show after us, so we kind of had to like.
And unfortunately, we only had an hour, and there is way too much to talk about. So we're going to tie off the loose ends on the mental health awareness side of things. Mental health awareness ended. Mental health awareness week ended on the 18th.
Yep.
One day after the show.
Yep.
It was a gender Pride on Monday, so those are our main two topics for today. A little bit on the mental health side of things, tie off the loose ends there. Ash had some quite interesting statistics, of which we only had a couple before we ran out of time.
Yeah, I'm just going to clear something up now. A lot of people are being like, it's the 24th today, it's the Pansexual and Panromantic Awareness Day. Yes, we know, we're going to talk about it on the next show. Do not ask how it works, we've somehow worked it out.
Unfortunately, way too much stuff has come up in quick succession that with only a 1 hour long show, we need to decide what goes where. So yes, Pansexual Awareness.
Ultimately, it comes down to me to decide. I was like, okay, so this is what we're talking about.
Yes, so Pansexual Awareness, yes, it does fall officially today. Is it today?
Yeah, it is today, it is, the 24th.
Yes. So, yes, have that in your diaries if you don't already and go out and celebrate it. We'll be talking about it in detail on next week's show, kind of as a bit of a retrospective.
Yep.
Yeah.
But we, unfortunately, something that also came up during the week was a Gender Pride Day. So we wanted that to be a main focus, knowing that last week the whole focus was on mental health.
Yeah. Yep.
We wanted to make sure that a Gender Pride got its moment in the sun, if not before it came, but at least within a few days after it happening. And yes, Pansexual, that is the focus for next week's show. There you go. You now know the agenda. And now on to the agenda. Boom, boom. No, first off, like we do want to tie off all the loose ends when it comes to the mental health side of things. Yeah.
So, Kurt or Ash, have you got any of the statistics in terms of mental health from, let's say, let's say from after COVID, from post-COVID, pre-COVID, and now.
Yes, so if you missed it on last week's show, again, Mental Health Awareness Week was the main focus. And yeah, we were sharing a few stories. Thanks very much to Faith, who joined us last week as well.
I did ask her if she wanted to join today, but unfortunately, she's not very well. She's come down with some horrible bug, so I've just left her at mine.
I know.
Bless her. She's come down with a horrible bug, so I've literally left her at home with all my snacks, all my teddy bears. And a really, really thick, fluffy blanket that she's just conked out. And when I left to come here, she was just completely game over. I was like, I'm just going to sneak out quietly and lock the door, make sure no one else tries to get in.
Sibling rivalry, got it.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
So again, we were talking about mental health last weekend. Thank you to Faith for coming in. And, you know, she might be able to join us next week. You never know. Hopefully feeling a bit more recovered.
I'll see how she goes, to be honest. She can be really grumpy when she's not well.
Mood. But, thank you, Faith, for coming on and sharing her stories. Of course, Ash talked about your own experiences as well.
Yes.
And again, we did say, despite how many people are probably more aware of mental health than they were...
It's not discussed enough.
Yeah, in a pre-COVID world especially, versus post-COVID world. Awareness of it, great. Understanding of it...
Is where things seem to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where things seem to fall apart.
And again... Arguably, more awareness and more understanding is still needed, especially when you look at the stats. So,
yes.
Over to our glamorous guest for today.
Right, so you remember at the end of last week's episode, I mentioned that men mask up certain people are up to 4 times more likely to take their own life.
Yep, yes.
Well, on top of that statistic, do you know that gay and bisexual men are 4 times more likely than the 4 times more likely?
So what, 8 times more
likely? Yeah, 8.5 times roughly more likely to take their own life.
Blimey.
And a couple of years ago, I almost became one of them statistics.
Oh. So, I mean...
It's a tough topic to talk about, but we need to talk about it.
It's both A, not surprising because of being part of a more niche area of the population.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, does mean that you almost by default get a degree more discrimination from the idiots out there. So I'm not surprised on that front. I am surprised it's that high.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the same token, we're not surprised.
Yeah, I'm not surprised that it is more likely to happen. I'm surprised that it is that much more likely to happen.
Yeah, so unfortunately, according to that statistic, it roughly works out that 1 in 16 to 18 men.
Wow.
Moving on. Our wonderful trans brothers and sisters within the community are 67% more likely to be diagnosed with depression.
I'm sorry, how high?
67% more.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Out of curiosity, were these statistics published before the thing that we try not to talk about too much with the Supreme Court?
That thing that's forbidden.
It is, and we do know for a fact that that figure has massively jumped since.
Yeah, can't say I'm surprised on that front.
I'm not surprised either.
I mean, I think, as much as I don't want to bring it up, in the week it happened alone, there was about 300, number we roughly met, 318.
Ouch.
Yeah. Again, I'm not surprised that that's gone up. I am surprised at the number. But then again, am I surprised at the number? Because I followed the news and the socials in the time since.
On the one side, yes. On the other side, no. Like, on the one side, yes, you're surprised because it's something completely out of the blue. But on the other side, just like, why the hell is it so high in the first place? Just why?
I've got the last one for you, and this will be a bit of a question more than anything else.
Okay.
What statistic of people who are under some kind of mental health provision would you say would identify as LGBT+?
Right. So, mental health, of course, not being unique to the LGBT community.
No.
Means that it surely can't be the majority. However... I want to say it's going to be quite high still. I am willing to go as high as a third. I would also not be surprised if it was higher than that, but I'm going to go roughly in the 30% mark.
Okay.
Alex, where do we think?
I'm going to say between 20 and 50%.
That is a big gap. Can I get more of a narrow figure on that?
Unless if you want to go between 20 and 50, 30 is dead in the middle of that. You're not getting a cop out that easy.
I'm going to say 45%. I'm going to be pessimistic about this.
So you're basically saying that near enough half of the people who have some degree of mental health diagnosis are LGBT.
At least.
So, Kurt, you are closer, but not by much.
Okay.
39.
Oh! Ooh. okay, the competition, the competitive person in me is very happy that I was close.
But the realistic person...
I genuinely was celebrated at that. That is not the response that you should be taking.
Probably not.
For those of you who are wondering
that's
what...
still high, 39%. Yeah.
For those of you that are wondering what happened in the studio, Kurt almost jumped out of his seat, but fortunately, he was not in the way of the desk. I mean, so that would have hurt if he smacked his knees off that.
That was almost
hurt.
A very awkward... Purely my competitive streak about being happy that I was closest kicked in there. So the point that I nearly almost celebrated 39% of mental health sufferers being LGBT. That is not the response.
No. To be honest, Kurt...
It's purely my competitive streak kicking in here.
If you had celebrated that, I'm pretty sure I'll just use this desk at you. Just like, okay, the desk is learning how to fly. Back in a minute.
I'm pretty sure I'd be taking the express route out of the studio, but...
I mean, there's a forest but, right next to me.
Keeping in mind, again, like... I think the most telling thing about this is less than 39% of the population is LGBT.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yet 39% of mental health sufferers are LGBT.
LGBT+.
That's your most telling statistic right there.
Yeah, yeah. That was the one that I genuinely had to take a step back when I was doing checking everything and numbering everything.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. I think out of the population, LGBT still makes up less than 25%.
That is correct.
Overall.
Yeah.
I think it might be as low as 12. But I'm not going to quote that number. I know it's less than 25.
Yeah, definitely less than 25. I think last time it was about, given just how much the community has expanded and grown as far as terminology is concerned, I think it's closer to about 15%, but less than 20% would identify.
Exactly. So less than a quarter of the population is LGBT, and yet 39% of mental health sufferers are LGBT.
LGBT, yeah.
Which
so
is...
It's a disproportionate... It's scary to think about.
A massive amount.
Exactly. So that I think, is what is the most telling about that.
Yeah.
More than anything. Like, there's people who go, like, oh, only 39% are LGBT. It's like, But yeah, that's more than what the LGBT makes up of the actual
population.
Overall population.
Yeah.
So that does tell you that mental health is a massive thing, not just for the world at large, and it is, but is that much of a thing for LGBT? The fact that... Yeah, there's almost that disproportionate representation amongst mental health versus the standard population.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have exact figures on me, but trying to process like that into numbers is terrifying.
I would need to do a calculator for that one, but yeah.
I think we'll manage to somehow do that or pull some accurate statistics pre the event that shall not be mentioned on radios in the next couple of songs. We still got a little bit of time for a chit chat though, so
we do indeed. And of course, agenda awareness being the topic of the day as well, having taken place Monday that just gone.
Yep.
We will definitely be spending a lot of time on that. Of course,
absolutely.
Talk about agenda. Ash, as one of our big proponents when it comes to all things trans for Basildon Pride, I'm assuming
anything
has a thing comes, or two on that topic.
That comes under the trans umbrella, we just turn to Ash. Just, Ash, we need your help.
Ash, it's trans-related. Can you? Yeah, sure.
That's why they're back today.
It's like if something goes wrong at the radio station and I'm behind the deck. Kurt, fix it.
This is why you have a producer. Hello.
Exactly. Yeah.
Speaking of which,
yes, I'm the host. Kurt is the producer that just makes it makes the magic happen behind the scenes.
Kurt is the break glass in case of emergency.
Kurt, I broke it.
And speaking of your producer is going to tell you that yes, it is indeed time for a song.
Oh, I don't know. What are you feeling? What are you feeling, Kurt?
Oh, now. I think, since we're talking agenda and, of course, therefore, comes under the trans umbrella, I think we need one of our amazing trans artists on.
Ooh, I think I've got just the song coming up.
I know what you're about to pick.
But which one am I going to pick? I know the artist, but which one am I going to pick? You'll find out in just a minute. Reflection blinks and I shrink back to avoid the
mirror tells lies. I'm wearing a disguise. Thoughts are swirling through my head. Can you see it in my eyes? I'm about to cry out. Have you even heard a word I said? The mirror tells lies. I'm wearing a disguise. Thoughts unravel the green light ahead. You and it rolls into my brain. But stitches on a frame, so I can't find the path. Lay it up with a thread. Mirror tells lies. Mirror tells lies. Mirror tells lies. Mirror tells lies.
Pride Matters, brought to you by Basil and Pride on Gateway 97.8.
That for two different songs, but from the same sort of umbrella in terms of artists. We had the QK from Mirror Tells Lies and Split Soul by RTO.
Two very different songs,
two very completely different genres, but both either trans artists or are part other band that has someone that is transgender or comes under the transgender umbrella.
Yep. RTO, we've talked about them before. Firstly, I mean, it's very much my niche when it comes to music. Yeah. I mean, the fact that those guys are on at Download, and I am gutted that I'm not going to be there this year.
Yeah.
For those of you that may recall RTO's song Babyface, I've played it quite a few times here. The first time I showed Kurt that song, he didn't know what to think of it until it kicked.
I had and a big Cheshire Cat grin on my face, like, for the rest of the time.
He practically turned into the human version of the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland. I was like, okay, that's a little bit weird, but cool, we know you like it.
Oh yes. And Mirror Tells Lies, total opposite end of the spectrum musically, but absolutely beautiful as well.
Absolutely,
and again,
amazing, absolutely amazing.
And again, not just from a transgender artist, but again, very much about the whole topic of gender dysphoria as well. Mm. So
yeah,
beautiful song for many reasons. And talking about gender identity,
it's a gender pride month.
And is our focus for
Pride Month? Damn it. They got a whole month?
Pride Day. There we go.
Oh, that'll be one in a whole year. No, of course. Gender Pride Day was the 19th. It was the 19th of May just gone. Of course, we had a lot to talk about on our show on the 17th, so we didn't get much of a chance to shine the spotlight on Gender Pride Day before it happened. But this being our first show after it took place, it absolutely needs to be a focus today.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely.
So, Gender Pride Day, again, 19th of May, a day dedicated to celebrating and raising awareness about the agender community and their unique experiences. Because I feel like a lot of people don't quite understand exactly how agender is. I think some people nowadays have got a bit of their head wrapped around the concept of trans. They've got their head wrapped around the concept of non-binary.
Full disclosure, I understand transgender, I understand gay, I understand non-binary, lesbian, I understand bisexual, non-binary, gender fluid. I haven't got a clue about agender. I know that agender people exist. I know that they're obviously valid, but I don't understand it enough.
So, in layman's terms, if you want to, we were talking about this off mic, if you wanted a quick and easy way to explain it to someone without going into the detail, you could say, look, it's not a million miles removed from non-binary in terms of how it presents itself, if it makes your life easier to think about it that way.
Very much so.
I think a lot of agender people would not be mad at that.
No.
Same as if someone was pansexual and someone was like, well, what's that? You could say, look, if you want to think about it as being very similar to bi, on the face of it. Yeah. Yeah, on the face of it, I wouldn't be mad about you putting me under that umbrella.
In layman's terms, you're basically bisexual. You just don't particularly care whether that person's trans or not.
Pretty much.
That's layman's terms of it.
Yeah, that is very layman's terms.
That's a simple definition you could give to it, and you wouldn't be wrong. And
you wouldn't be right either.
Yeah, and most pan people would say, yeah. To be fair, you don't need to go into the details. Yeah, on the face of it. Yeah, that's kind of it.
They do present very similar.
Exactly. Similar with non-binary versus agender. Look, if you want to think of the two as being very similar, as a layman looking in, it will look as much. And again, a lot of agender people would not mind if you decided that for sake of wrapping your head around it. Yeah, if you want to think about it that way, go for it. However, there is a distinction.
Yes.
And, well, I'm not going to, as the resident straight man on the show, straight cis man sitting over here attempting to mansplain what something is.
We're going to take it over to our expert, Ash.
Hello. So, agender, as you say, in layman's terms, is very similar to being non-binary, or very much presents itself in a similar way. The difference is when you break it down into the niche. Non-binary people do not identify with the fixed concept of male and female. Agender look at the very idea of gender and chuck it out the window. Doesn't fit them. No term that you could possibly come up with, identify with, fits them under any kind of category when it comes to gender.
Yeah. So, again, a non-binary person would say, look, I don't really identify as male or female. I'm kind of somewhere in between, and depending on the day, I might lean slightly more one way than the other, but neither really rings true with me, so I guess I'm kind of in between, so it's non-binary. An agender person would basically say,
what's gender?
What's gender?
Yeah.
So, what's gender? My personal brain and the way I work doesn't even relate to that as a concept.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. It's
not saying an agender person doesn't understand what being a man and being a woman is.
They understand the idea of gender. They understand the idea of masculine, feminine, male, female. Yeah. They just disregard it entirely.
Yeah, because it means nothing to me.
Yeah,
essentially.
This holds nothing for me. This holds no meaning, no power, no purpose. it holds nothing, so I'm not engaging with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, as an outsider looking in on the face of it, that will present near enough the same as non-binary.
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah. As again, as someone who's not living that life and is just looking at how this person presents themselves and how this person interacts with the world, yeah, you'd find it very hard to draw the line between non-binary versus agender. The distinction really is what's going on in the person's head and how that concept relates to them.
Yeah, it's the discussion with the person, and normally conversations of gender, especially within the non-binary gender fluid community, come up very quickly in getting to know someone. I know for me personally, it goes, it's one of the first things that I mention to people is the fact that I'm gender fluid.
Yeah.
And agender people have that similar thing with them as well. They very much come up with, I'm agender, do not talk to me about gender terms. Do not talk to me about gender labels, because I have no interest.
Quite frankly, the only reason I'm even saying I'm agender is because I need to put some kind of label on this. But the label I'm putting on it is basically the label that says,
no,
this is the most this is the most you're going to get out of me about this topic.
Yeah, very much so.
And again, I hate labels as much as the next person, quite frankly, but sometimes the label is quite needed just to be able to actually address the concept in some way.
Yeah, and then some people generally enjoy having the label of a, like, prefer having the label of a gender.
Yeah.
As an identification term.
Yeah. Not to say that I'm necessarily putting a label on myself, but also just be able to say, look, if you want the quickest and easiest way to basically say, I don't necessarily even remotely engage with this concept, let's put the label agender on it.
Yeah.
There you go. You now know a new word. You now know what that word means to me. Let's move on to some from the subject.
Yeah.
I am agender, so sports.
Pretty much. That is pretty much how it goes.
That's one way to describe it. I mean, it's not the way I personally describe it, but I'm not agender, so...
Yeah, that's me. Like, again, an agender person does not even remotely engage with the concept of gender. And, like, again, aware of the concept and aware of what that means to different people, but just doesn't relate to them in any way, shape, or form.
It has no connection, it has no flow, it has no feel. Yeah,
I don't feel male, I don't feel female, I don't even feel in between. It's just I don't even get gender on a personal level. I get it as a concept, but it's not a concept that relates to me.
The best way I can think of describing it, and yes, I'm going to make us all feel old here, is talking to someone that's agender about gender is like trying to get dial tone internet to work. You just get the dial tone internet sound. I'm not even going to try and describe the sound. If you know the sound, you know the sound.
Let's put it this way: trying to talk to an agender person about gender is like trying to talk to a diehard sports fanatic typical jock about Star Trek.
I want this conversation.
they are aware that it exists.
Ash, no nerding out.
It's like they are aware that it exists, and they are aware that there are people who are very passionate about this, but it's just not even remotely on my radar.
No.
As much as I'd love to sit here and talk about this, quite frankly, I don't care. Something along that.
I appreciate this. I recognise this. This is a thing that people like. I'll be over here.
Yeah.
I'll be over here just minding my own business.
Talking to an agender person about gender, talking to a, you know, sport obsessed jock about Star Trek, or talking to me about ABBA. That's pretty much the general response you will get. It's like, I'm aware of this, I appreciate how people can actually like this and relate to this and personalize it on a very deep level, but absolutely 100% not even remotely a bit of me, and my brain can't even wrap my head around the concept of how I even could relate to it.
Very much so.
Basically never play ABBA at any of my parties. that's the moral of this whole story. Anyway, agender.
I might do that just to be horrible.
Oh, the DJ came close at my wedding and I almost kicked him off the decks and started taking over myself.
To be honest,
it's your wedding, you can't DJ your own wedding.
Oh, I came close when he played ABBA.
As much as yes, ABBA have released some good stuff, just no.
Yeah, so, now out of curiosity, Ash, obviously being our big trans proponent at Basildon Pride, and of course I know our Transcend events are very much your baby.
They are, though.
We just had one, funny enough, and you know, if you were down there, you know how much of a lovely time it was.
Yeah.
Of course, when it comes to trans, of course, it's a broad spectrum within itself. When we talk about trans, when we talk about non-binary, gender fluid, and of course, agender. You personally, I mean, at these events that you've done in the past, have you had the pleasure of meeting what you'd like to think is the full spectrum just yet, or...?
I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would say I've had that opportunity.
Well, we definitely meet the full spectrum at Basildon Pride when the festival itself goes.
Oh, yes.
Which is coming up pretty damn soon. It's scary on how close it is. We're only a couple of months away from it, knocking on the front door like, hi.
Well, a couple of months till Pride Month, admittedly. Basildon Pride, you know, a few more.
You know.
September.
But yeah, I would like to say that I have been put in the position helping, well, running Transcend alongside Annette and everything like that, that I have had the chance to meet almost anyone who falls under that umbrella. However, as new labels and in terms of point, I'm like, I have reached a point where I'm kind of like, I am the trans Thanos. I'm like, give me them all.
I
have the infinity gauntlet of trans.
Okay, this is where I'm going to break Kurt's brain. Pride months. Yes, months, plural. From beginning of June until the first week of September.
There we go. So yeah, Pride Month kicks in, you know, sooner.
A lot sooner than you initially think.
But yeah, September, I mean, it's not that long away, though.
It's scary. I mean,
given the speed this year has gone,
I'm
looking at it like, oh, it's next month.
I refuse to believe that we're nearly at the end of May.
Oh, don't. Just don't.
So, Agenda Pride Day, like I say, is all about dedicating, celebrating and raising awareness of the agenda community. And again, it does say their unique experiences. I think actually being one of the more, for want of a better way of putting it, niche.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think, again, a lot of people are aware of non-binary nowadays. Yeah. And they wrap their head around what that means. And a lot of people are aware of trans as a concept, of course, and even gender fluid. But I feel like, again, agenda is still that one that doesn't quite...
It's still the one that a lot of people are like, what?
It's a bit of an odd one to talk about. Yeah, and with a lack of understanding or even full-fledged ignorance, that can then open itself out to, if not discrimination, direct discrimination, but sometimes the more indirect discrimination.
Which is,
again, when the one where you're not trying to discriminate.
But on the same time, you do discriminate without realising it.
Yeah.
The mindsets and everything else kind of lead you down that pathway.
Exactly. Okay, for anyone who's not aware, the difference between direct and indirect discrimination. So direct discrimination, long story short, is you are different from me in this way, therefore I'm treating you different.
Yeah.
But whereas it's indirect a very deliberate is you one. Could say something and it could be taken ever so slightly out of context.
Or the more common type of indirect discrimination that you sometimes get is, I am trying to treat everyone equally and apply a bit of a one-size-fits-all approach, but by doing that, I have accidentally made life hard for a certain community who don't quite fit under that umbrella that I'm trying to apply.
Yeah, or do not... Or I'm trying to make it so that I talk about everyone and I fit everyone in, but by doing so, I have ignored the individual experience.
Yeah, I've not deliberately done anything, I've not maliciously done anything, no. I've accidentally discriminated while simultaneously weirdly trying to treat everyone.
Yeah, trying not to discriminate.
Yeah, that's indirect discrimination, which is the more forgivable type of discrimination because there's no malice
behind it. But on the same token, it's still discrimination.
It is, and it's usually born from either ignorance or just not quite thinking.
Yeah.
Or even just something as simple as a misunderstanding. Like, I know about it, but I don't understand it enough. Exactly. So if I do discriminate, I don't intentionally mean it.
Or again, just not quite engaging that part of your brain that goes, oh, but what about these people?
Yeah, exactly.
Again, there's indirect discrimination, there's very rarely any malice behind it. No. But that is still something that can make people's lives difficult.
Yes.
Direct discrimination, on the other hand.
Well.
Get in the bin.
Yes.
If you're going to be discriminatory towards someone, you're going to be doing it directly. What is wrong with you? Seriously, just what is wrong with you? I don't even know what to say. I can't say on radio. I get told off.
Your producer is currently staring at you.
Yeah, I'm going to be good for now. So we are going to talk a little bit more about this after our next song.
Follow through.
How about that? It's Sam Smith, I Feel Love. Now, truth be told, I'm not too keen on the song I Feel Love by Sam Smith, but it's a good song overall.
Are you an original fan?
I prefer the original things like Sam Smith's song with Naughty Boy, like La La La.
Yeah. How about the original version of I Feel Love? Because that splits opinion as well. I actually quite like Sam Smith's re-recording of I Feel Love, but there's also an equal amount of people who say don't touch a classic.
It's
like if someone was to remaster... what's the song? Numb by Linkin Park. If someone was to remaster that... I mean, yeah, sure, Linkin Park and Jay-Z done a combination of that.
Yeah, they did an encore.
They did an encore of that, which is pretty damn good. But on the same token, they didn't disrespect Numb as well, so it worked.
And it was very much presented as a...
Spinning our song Numb with another artist.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, then... don't listen to it.
It's also a different thing when it's endorsed by the original artist anyway.
Exactly.
Like, you can't be mad at it.
No, yeah. I mean, take an example. Hurt by Johnny Cash.
Yes.
One of my favourite songs in the world. To the point where Trent Reznor gave the rights over to Johnny Cash for that song and was like, I can't do it better than you. It's your song now.
I would argue that the Johnny Cash version is the definitive version of that song. I think there's actually quite a lot of people that don't know that it's a Nine Inch Nails original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... I've heard the original live, I've heard the original in studio, and it's like, this is good.
Now, the
Johnny Cash did it better.
Yeah. The artist, Jordy, I played his song Story of a Boy quite a few times. He's done a cover of Pink Pony Club by Chappell Roan.
Okay.
Now, it's good, but it doesn't beat the original. It complements it.
Yeah.
I mean, the problem you have with Pink Pony Club, it's still very new in the grand scheme.
It's very new, but on the same token, it can either go on a three ways. It can either completely be offensive towards the original, it can complement it, or it can be a collaboration.
Yeah.
There's no...
And again, there is also the too soon argument. Like, the original one is still very fresh in people's heads and still very popular.
Yeah.
So it's hard to do a cover that people can look at in its own right when the other one is still as popular as it is. Danger, warning, nerds talk coming. It's like Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man.
Yes.
Was too soon and...
Andrew Garfield's amazing Spider-Man movies that released in the late noughties, early 2010s, came too soon after Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Absolutely.
To extend that, and I'm an Andrew Garfield apologist, I think he is one of the best, if not the best, Spider-Man.
If I had to rate it in terms of the best Spider-Man, the best Spider-Men, Tobey Maguire...
I have strong opinions on this, so I'm going to let you finish.
Please don't. The nerds are staring.
Tobey Maguire, he kind of comes at the end. Andrew Garfield takes top spot. Tom Holland, he's in the middle. He's good, but he's nowhere near as good as the original.
So,
Kurt.
Ash, I'm curious if you agree with me on this one. So, best Spider-Man. Andrew Garfield runs away.
Yeah,
that's
Spider-Man.
He takes
second best Spider-Man, Tom Holland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Third best Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire. However, best Peter Parker, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, absolutely.
Then Tom Holland, then Garfield. Garfield's Peter Parker is too cool.
Yeah, he's...
He's just like, go, Web, go.
Peter
Parker's a nerd.
Yeah.
He's a nerd.
Yeah.
He's
a socially awkward nerd.
Let him be a nerd.
He's not a cool skateboarder with amazing hair.
Yeah. I mean, jealous of that hair. But,
Everyone's jealous of that
hair. You're
right.
I completely agree with it.
And actually, however, best hybrid of the two, Holland.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holland nails the... Holland is not the best at either, but he's the best combo.
Yeah.
No.
And, however, once again, best movies goes straight back to Maguire again.
Yeah. Mm.
Let's not talk about three.
Yeah, but, we'll leave that one alone.
One and two make three very easy to forgive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what I've noticed is each of the actors from any of the Marvel films take something from the set. Perfect example, Robert Downey Jr. took the original Iron Man helmet, the Mark II suit helmet. Chris Hemsworth, he took the prop for Mjolnir. Or as
Mimu,
yes, whichever, his Thor's hammer. Tom Hiddleston took Loki's helmet.
Yep. Obviously Ryan Reynolds owns
Ryan Reynolds
several Deadpool
suits at this point. He's taken Deadpool. Hugh Jackman has taken Logan's original Wolverine mask. And then we get Tom Holland, who steals Zendaya. Tom Holland's just like,
well, Tom Holland, and like,
he
his fiance. And yet somehow the coolest prize of the entire script.
Yeah. Right, enough about being nerdy.
Right, nerds, agenda?
Yes.
Oh, that, let's be honest. Nerds topic came up with myself and Ash in the room. We were running with that. But back onto the topic that we're actually here for today. Yes, it is Basildon Pride. Pride Matters on Gateway 97.8. And this week just gone marked on Monday, Agenda Pride Day, Monday the 19th, for anyone who's keeping score.
Yes. Now, yes, I know a lot of people are angry that we're not talking about pansexual Pan Romantic Awareness Day, but we're talking about that next week. Get over it. We're going to do it as we see fit.
But please do listen.
Nonetheless. We absolutely love it when you listen. It gives us a reason to actually do this.
And the sheer reason,
the fact we have a contract, but we'll leave it alone.
And the sheer reason for that is because we didn't have enough time on last week's show to address Agenda Pride Day before
time
it happened.
In general, but no,
the show is only an hour long, so we wanted to address Agenda Pride Day close enough to the day that it was coming, which means, okay, yes, pansexual is today, but we will address it in hindsight, just one week removed.
Yep.
And then we're back to your regularly scheduled programming, hopefully with everything happening as it happens. The diaries have been fun, let's put it that way.
I'm glad I don't come up with these calendars. I'd be the one sitting in the corner.
No.
Yeah.
So, again, Agenda Pride Day has just come and gone. Of course, if you identify yourself as agender or any member of the trans spectrum whatsoever, feel free to let us know your thoughts and opinions on stuff. And if you are organising activities of your own, we'd love to know them. We could possibly even pop them into our calendar, let people know of it themselves, maybe even get involved and collaborate a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Yay, collaboration.
Definitely.
Again, we're at Basildon Pride on all the socials. Of course, you can head to basildonpride.co.uk. There's a little What's On tab where you can see all the amazing events that are taking place.
And if you still don't know what's going on, keep an eye on our social medias and obviously tune in.
And do you know what? I misspoke earlier on, actually. I talked about our Basildon Pride Transcend, which of course we had one fairly recently, but yep. I did talk under the logic that the most recent one has already happened. It hasn't. You've still got time on the clock.
Yes!
30th of May is our next one. I got my dates confused. I thought it had already come and gone. Although we did have one fairly recently, and it was absolutely amazing. But I thought we'd missed our window on the most recent one. No, 30th of May. Get it in your diaries.
Kurt_Wilson_brain.exe has stopped responding. Windows 95 is sure shooting a problem.
So, our next Basildon Pride Transcend event, and of course you will see our dear sweet Ash down there. Sure.
And as well, tickets are selling out pretty damn quick. It's actually scary how quick they're selling out. The 20th of June is our Korean karaoke night at Mintu. Indian, they're £25 a ticket. So
but that
hurry
does
up
include your food.
Yeah.
We're not charging £25 just to walk through the door. You get all your food for that £25.
Exactly. So
if you arrive on time.
Yes. If you don't arrive on time, then you're not getting your money back.
Yes, if myself or Ash are there for starters, it will be gone in about 0.5 seconds flat.
Yeah.
If I'm there, then it's just not gonna last.
However, if you want some free food and drink, again, 30th of May, we always provide the refreshments at the Transcend events. Again, Transcend is very much Ash's baby.
Oh, yeah.
And something that they are very passionate about, I know.
Absolutely.
But if you want to get yourself down there and hear from Ash themselves and, of course, all the other amazing members of the trans community and the allies as well who will be down there as well, it's a lovely little safe space.
It actually has been a while since I've been to a Transcend event. But
get yourself down there, Ash. Ash is over here. Alex, what are you doing?
I was going to say, Ash is always there.
To be honest, my work schedule doesn't exactly allow it at the worst of times and it keeps on changing, so I've just not had enough.
No excuse.
It's in the evening. What is your reasoning?
I'll just call in sick one day.
Do it. 6:30 at the Craft Shed on the 30th of May.
They have the best hot chocolates in town.
That they do.
Absolutely.
Is the best one. And again, there's not always an agenda on the table. Sometimes we have guest speakers in. Sometimes we have things, topics to talk about. But sometimes it's just a case of just having a nice safe space and a good old little networking opportunity for members of that community.
Yeah, absolutely.
In next week's show, we are talking about the Pan-Romantic and Pansexual Awareness Day.
Which is today, funny enough.
Which is today. We do not care that you're having a strop about it, grow up.
Again, there's a reason why we're not talking about it today, because there was a lot of stuff on the agenda anyway. And we wanted to give Pansexual side of things its moment in the sun. So we're devoting the entire show to it next week. It does mean that we're doing it a week in lieu, but it gets the full spotlight. But celebrate it today. And again, go on those socials at Basden Pride and let us know what you're doing to celebrate it.
And in the meantime, we will see you next week, same time, same place. You can listen to us on Gateway 97.8, or you can find our podcast on any major podcasting platform.
And of course, go on the Listen Again service, gateway978.com/listen-again. We're there for the whole month's worth of shows.
Yeah. In the meantime, we will speak to you again next week. Bye for now.
Later.
Brought to you by Basildon Pride on Gateway 97.8.
When I was 16, my father said, "You can do anything you want with your life. You just have to be willing to work hard to get it." That's when I decided, when I die, I want to be remembered for the life I lived, not the money I made.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, "Son, don't let it slip away." He took me in his arms, I heard him say, "When you get older, your wild heart will live for younger days. Think of me if ever you're afraid." He said, "One day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just..."
carve your name into those shining stars. He said go venture far beyond the shores. Don't forsake this life of yours. I'll guide you home no matter where you are. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. When I was just a kid, I heard him say.
Online, on your mobile apps, on 97.8. And now, on DAB. This is Gateway.